answer to everything is actually Christ, Jesus, the incarnation, the Word made flesh. And in a way, Jesus is posing that very question today to his disciples. They've been with him for quite some time now. They've heard some of his teaching. They've seen some of the miracles. They've witnessed the healings and exorcisms. They've glimpsed something of what could transform a broken world. And so challenges them, what are people saying? Who are they saying that I am? Because people were, of course, talking about him. We know that because the crowds flocked to him. They longed for a healing and for a change in society. They were expecting God to do something about it through the Messiah. And so they expected, they were waiting expectancy for someone to come. Someone maybe like John the Baptist, or another Elijah, or another Jeremiah. All of them had been leaders of change and challenge in their own generation. But then he throws it to them, who do you say? And the true disciple, Peter, blessed with the gift of divine faith. An old principle of theology is that when God wills to accomplish in many, he actually first manifests it in one person. You can think of many of the prophets. The message they gave was for everybody, and we were all to change. Jeremiah, Isaiah, some of the other prophets. But they, as it were, the headline for doing that. Where Peter is like today's headline or our model of faith. And I think we can never sort of be afraid with Peter. Because if there's an apostle that we know a lot about, and there's an apostle that couldn't be more human or contradictory like we can often be, then we've got him there. We don't stand back sort of overawed by Peter. We might by some of the saints, but not Peter. He's an absolute flesh and blood mixture that all of us are. He's weak, he's strong. He's cold, he's hot. He's fearful, he's courageous. Jumps in at every possible moment. The leader, and yet often the leader going down the wrong way. So into this very ordinary vessel of clay, God pours this extraordinary mix of faith. And Jesus says, it wasn't flesh and blood that gave this to you. You haven't got this from here. It's my Father in heaven. Now, in the Gospels, when you read them, you may be surprised to find that Jesus very often is amazed when he finds someone of faith. You know, the centurion comes at, I'm amazed. I've never seen such faith in the whole of Israel. I've never seen such extraordinary faith. Very often, that's the reaction of Jesus. And there is a bit at the end of Luke when he says, and when the Son of Man comes, will he find any faith on earth? And it's a question. I always remember one person reading it wrong, and they said, when the Son of Man comes, he will find. No. Jesus said, when the Son of Man comes, will he find any faith on earth? Now, I think for the majority of us looking around, not for the little ones, because they've not in their lifetime, it wasn't so. But for a lot of us older ones, we've changed from what we thought was a Christian country where the values that we were based on were those of Christian values to a totally almost secular, opposite situation, which led to what it led to 2 or 3 weeks ago. And it was Chesterton that said, when people stop believing in something, they're believing anything. And in a way, that's what's happened. we used to be able to reckon that most people had some religious belief, and that religious belief for most of our country in earlier times was the Christian faith, even the Catholic faith, if you're going back that far, but certainly a Christian content. It's a very different situation today, and that is always a challenge to faith. But also, throughout life, our faith does take many knocks as well. I think a prevalence of secularism, of pluralism, a consumer society, all have their challenges to faith. Secularism, because for many people, there's a great proclamation of atheistic, so that now people are worried that the brownies have to make a promise to God. What if you don't believe in God? Some of the atheists are beginning to say. But by secularism, I mean those philosophies that have no time at all or no space or no thought for anyone higher than ourselves, God. And you see, what Jesus says, because it's he that came down from earth, to earth from heaven, it was his Father in heaven who revealed to Peter. But if you don't believe there's a Father in heaven, if you've no vision there, then there's actually not that vision. And then, of course, we live in a pluralistic, multicultural society. And that's a great change. Many creeds, many different races, many different philosophies, many points of view on life. And that, too, can be a challenge to faith, not destroying it, but it's a challenge to faith. And maybe we've got to face up to the challenges. But it also means that we can become uncomfortable sometimes with faith because we're often having to swim against the tide. Again, Chesterton always reminds you that only living things swim against the tide. Dead things go with the tide. And how often do people hear people say, oh, we must go with the flow? Well, actually, the dead go with the flow because they've nothing to stop them going other way. But the live go the other way. Various to think about. And of course, there's also the peer pressure that our youngsters have in their schools about faith as well. Sheer pressure that there is all around. And then a consumer society that says it's the wealth and power and the what you've got. And you see, if you looked at the looting, it wasn't because they were starving. The right drink went, of course, as it always does. But it was the designer goods, it was your electrical things and things like that, as it were consumer goods in a society that says this is what we must have and there's a chance to have it. So there's all that going on, and all that's a challenge to faith, and it's a challenge to what actually Peter and his great vision took us. And the last couple of days, on Friday and Saturday, we've been reading in the churches the Old Testament, the book of Ruth, which is a very early book in the Old Testament. It goes to the time of the judges, before King Saul, before King David. You're going back a very long time. And the introduction said this to the book, and I just was amazed because I thought, it was written at a time of moral and religious decline and decay, when the nation was in an absolute state and there was famine all around. And Ruth and Naomi left Bethlehem because they were starving. And you think, the nation, with the questions it's got to ask, we know that years ago, even the spare seats here would have been packed out and we've had to have more masses. There's religious decline. There's the moral decay. You don't need me to unfold that for you. And there's the famine in Africa. You think, it's been like it all along. And that's why the challenge of the answer to the difficult question is always Jesus. And if you unpack some of that, all the things that go on, they've got the answer. A lot of them may not believe it, but we've got the answer. It's there in Peter's profession of faith, you are the Christ, the Son of God. But we know within our own families and friends that people of faith can often weaken in that faith. Many things I've spoken about that cause all that, and many other things. The church can have put people off for whatever reason it is. Within our own families and friends, people walking away from faith, maybe people that you used to sit next to that we never see now. They've not gone to heaven, they're still around in the town, but they're not here. That too was the same in Jesus' day. At the end of John chapter 6, after that long exploration of the feeding the 5,000, it says, many of them stopped following him and wouldn't go with him anymore. And Jesus says to the disciples again, what about you? Do you want to go away too? And again, Peter, jumping in with his 2 feet, says, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the message of eternal life, and we believe. We have come to know that you are the Holy One of God. Our challenge today is, can we make that same profession of faith and know that Jesus is that answer?